surely desire your prayers this morning. I've been awake quite a while and been kind of trembly all morning, so pray the Lord will give us grace to do what He's laid on our heart to do. Surely desire prayer, and I was thinking of our Sunday school this morning, talking about the times that we're living in, evil days. I was thinking of the responsibility that lies upon the ministry, upon the ministers, to stand between that and this, the time that we are living in. So I'd like to put in a special request that you all pray for the preachers. We need your prayers. We need your prayers. We need courage to stand up in this day that we're living in today. Mentioned in Sunday school, every way we look, we see decay, deterioration. But I'm glad for the promises that was brought out too, that we can be more than an overcomer through Christ who strengthens us. But still, all in all, we must not forget the time that we're living in. We must not forget that. And we don't want to be foolish and not recognize the time that we're living in. And we don't want to put our head in the sand, as the old saying is, and act like nothing's going on, because there are a lot going on. And you and I are exposed to every bit of that that's going on. And maybe we don't get out there and in it all together, but I don't know about you, but I feel the very pressure of the time that we're living in. Never have I ever had a time in all my years that I've felt so much pressure against what we stand for and what we believe. Never felt so much pressure. Remember Brother Stover said before he left, he asked me one time, said, "Do you have any trouble preaching a message? Do you have any trouble preaching something against things? Or do you have a problem with that?" That's even before he left. I think the pressure has gotten greater since that time. You and I are living in a pressure time. And we, like I said, we're going to be foolish if we don't recognize the time that we're living in. And I desire your prayers. The Lord will help us to be faithful. The song they were singing, we want to leave something for those that are coming on. But may the Lord help us. I've been real burdened about some things, about conditions, circumstances. Don't know what to do with it, hardly. I don't even know where to start. But I know the Lord's burden is our burden. Our burden is His burden. So we pray the Lord will bless what we try to do here this morning. I want to talk about liberty this morning. Liberty. I'm thankful this morning for the liberty that we have. Thankful for the liberty that there is in the Word of God, in the Gospel. I've written down here, the liberty of the gospel. I'm glad for the liberty that we have. I'm glad for the liberty that the Lord gives us. We can find that in the word of, in the gospel. We can find liberty in there. And I'm glad for the freedom and the liberty that God gives to the privilege that He gives people. I'm glad for the privilege that He gives people. I'm glad for the privilege that the Lord has given me. And God gives us a privilege. We heard some last night about, I thought Brother Lester was going to preach part of the message before he got through, but anyway, God gives you and I a privilege,
yeah.
Liberty,
yeah.
Give us liberty. You don't have to serve God if you don't want to. You don't have to live for the Lord if you don't want to live for God. You got freedom to do whatever you want to do. You can go anywhere you want to go, especially in this country, talking mostly about things pertaining to God. You can join the church of your choice. You can do that. We have that liberty in this country we live in. Join the church of your choice. You've seen that sign. That's what they say. Or you can worship the devil if you want to. We have those kind of people in the world, devil worshipers. And you can do that. God will give you the liberty to worship the devil if you want to worship him. And God will give you liberty to do whatever you feel like doing. You just do it the way you want to do it. That's liberty. God gives humankind that liberty to do whatever he pleases to do. And you can just go on living in sin if you want to. That's your privilege. It's your privilege. I'm glad it's like that way. I'm glad the Lord gives us that kind of choice, that kind of liberty, freedom. You can live, go where you want to go. You can partake of whatever you want to partake of. You can just do whatever you want to do. God just gives you liberty to do that. You can, like I said, you can set you up a little standard of living, trying to live for God. You can have your own little standard that you want to live by. God will let you live that way. You can live that way. The Lord gives you freedom to live the way you want to live. Choice. Don't have to serve the Lord. I didn't have to come out here. I didn't have to get up here this morning. Well, I don't know about that. I felt impressed to get up. But I had an awful time getting here, to tell you the truth. I really had a battle of deciding whether to come or stay at home. But I just close to God, I finally called my granddaughter and said, well, get ready, we'll go. The Lord didn't make me come out here. You know, I could have stayed home. And I could have stayed in bed this morning, slept in. I could have done that. God lets us do these same kind of things. He gives us that freedom and that liberty to do that. Just live any way you want to. Live any way you want to. Just like I said. Well, the Lord gives us that liberty. And I want to stay in that liberty this morning, the freedom. And I'm glad that God gives us a choice to whom. He said one place to choose this day or something like that. Choose whom thou serve. So I have that freedom. And you have that freedom to serve whoever you want to serve. You can serve the devil or you can serve the Lord. You have that freedom, that liberty to do that. And you don't have to do what I tell you. You don't have to pay no attention to me this morning if you don't want to. You can close your mind off. I know I took a bunch of teenage girls home from a school assembly back there, and they said, how'd you ever stand riding a car by five of them teenage girls? I said, well, I just cut them, turned them out. I didn't know what they was talking about hardly. I just let them. So you can turn yourself out. You can do that. You can get up and walk out of here this morning. You don't have to sit here and listen to somebody holler at you. But may the Lord help us this morning. But if you and I are going to serve the Lord, that's a different situation. If you're going to serve the Lord, there's some things that we must do. We don't have no liberty in that. We don't have no choice in that. We don't have no choice. If we're going to go with God, there's some things, there's some absolutes. That's what the gospel believe. I believe that word means is the absolute truth. So the gospel and the teachings of the Lord and the way of God and the plan of salvation and the things that God has set up are absolute. Are absolute.
Yes,
if I want to be a part of His church, I want to be a part of His family, I want to go to heaven when I die, then there's things that I must not do. Must not do. And there's things I must do. I must do. I don't have no liberty in that. I don't have no choice in that whatsoever. His word and His plan is forever settled in heaven and in earth. If I want to go to heaven, I'm going to have to go His way. His way. If I'm going to live for God, I got to live for God His way. His way. I don't have no choice in that matter. I can't choose how I'm going to serve the Lord. I can't choose the portion of the Word of God I want to take a hold of. I don't have no choice in that. I don't have no choice in what church I'm going to be in. I don't have no choice in that. I don't have no choice in what standard that I live by. I don't have any choice in that. Because if I'm going to live for God. Now I can live any way I want. I can set up a standard for myself, and I can say, well, I'm going this far, and I don't believe God requires this, and I don't believe that's necessary, and I don't believe I have to go to all that. I can say that, and I can do that. I have the liberty, and I have the freedom to live just like that if I want to. But if I'm going to live for God, then I don't have no liberty in that. I can't choose how I'm going to live for the Lord. I can't choose how I'm going to serve the Lord. I can't choose how I'm going to walk with God. I can't choose for that. The way, the rule is already laid down for you and I to live by. No man shall, he said, I set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, no man open. And this thing is settled. I lay in Zion, he said, a plumb line. And he said, I hung in there, put a plumb line there, and he said, I'll pass by this way no more. No more. Ain't gonna never be any other plan. Ain't gonna be no other way. Ain't gonna be no more Jesus has come. No more sacrifices. No more deaths on the cross. No more Bibles. No more nothing. It's all settled in heaven and in earth this morning. And if you and I want to go to heaven, and we want to be a part of this thing, part of the church of God, we want to be a part of the body of Christ, we want to be blessed of the Lord, then there are some rules and some laws that you and I must live by. We must live by. We have no choice in that. We don't have no liberty to choose what portion of the word of the Lord I'm going to take. Don't have no liberty and no freedom to just take the portion that I want and leave the rest of it gone. Bible said what it said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word. And so you and I this morning, I want you to pray for us, the Lord, help us this morning. We need to get a hold of thus saith the word of God. Never was a time in the world that we need to get a hold of thus saith the word of God. It must be now. Must be now. Living in a world, and we heard this morning, much evil, but I'm more concerned about I'm not expecting to shoot nobody. I'm not expecting to rob anybody. I'm not expecting to go back to drinking and smoking and carousing and running around. I'm not expecting to look at that. But I read in my Bible where the Bible said that in this day that Satan would be loosed out of his prison and he'll go out and deceive the nations. I'm more concerned about being deceived than I am about what's going on out there in the world so much. I know I'm concerned about that, and I'm praying about it. I know God's grace enabled us to do it. But you and I are living in the most deceptive time that's ever been in the world before that. And more people are going to go to hell through being deceived in any other way, I think about this morning. And so it is. You and I, like I said, if there ever was a time, that this time, when I know preachers have been saying that probably all down through the history of time, but I can still say it this morning, that we need to get a hold of thus saith the word of God and stand by that and live by that. That's the only safe place it is in this day we're living in today, the day of deception, a day of compromise, a day of decay, a day of letting down, a day of falling away, a day of immoral Lord standards, all these things. The only safe place there is for you and I this morning is to get a hold of this, what it says right here, and just do it like it says do it. Just do it like it. Don't have no freedom in that. Can't take it and just take my part. I'll take this part. This ain't that. Just need to get a hold of all the Word of God this morning. And stand on that. Stand on that. Don't have no... If I want to live for... This is my main thought this morning. If I want to move, if I want to live for the Lord, and I want to be a part of the church of God, and I want to go to heaven when I die, and I have a desire to do all those things this morning, but if I want to do that, then I have no choice in the matter but to take thus saith the word of God. That's all I have. I don't have no choice. I don't have to serve the Lord. I don't have to be a part of this thing. I don't have to walk the way God says walk. I don't have to do what the Bible says. I have liberty. I have freedom. I can walk right out of this place and go right back out in the world if I want to. God don't take that away from me. God don't take that. That's why that's teaching of once saved, always saved. That'll never mean that God don't take our liberty away from us. Even when we're saved, He don't take our liberty away from us. We can quit anytime we want to. We can go back and sin anytime we want to. God don't do that. But then if I decide I want to take God's way, if I decide I want to be numbered among the saints of God, if I decide that I want to go to heaven when I die, then I lose and I have no more choice in the matter now. Now I've got to humble myself and fall in line with this saith the word of God. That's what I have to do. I can't choose that. I can't choose a standard for myself. I can't choose how I'm going to dress. I can't choose where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do. I can't choose that if I'm going to serve the Lord. There's some absolute thing that we must do if we're going to serve the Lord. And one of them is we have different things here. But God, keep in mind now, I'm only talking about liberty. We have freedom to do whatever you want to do. But as soon as we take up with God, and as soon as we decide we're going to go with the Lord, then we lose that. We lose that. I hope you get a hold of my thought now. God ain't going to put us in bondage. He's not going to make me serve Him. But if I want to serve Him, and I want to live for Him, and I want to be His child, and I want to go to heaven, then I lose my what I think about it. I lose what I think about it. I lose what I want. And then I have to come. And the first thing Jesus said was, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. You cannot live for God and not deny yourself. You can't do it. That is an absolute requirement. That is an absolute requirement that you deny ourselves. And that's one of the things that I see today we're living in, not very many people are willing to deny themselves. That's what keeping a lot of people, and maybe I could almost say most of the people, from going this way. Because it is a self-denial way. It's a self-denial way. And until we come to that place that I am willing to lay my life down and take His way, then I'll never be able to be a part of this thing this morning. Lord, help us this morning. We're going to speak plain and right to the point. I believe it's time that we just come right to the point, and we're going to have to say, you cannot, Jesus said, if you come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. That's the commandment of the Lord. That's the only way you can start out for living for God. And I'm going to have to come to the place where I am willing to lay my life down. To lay my life down. I got to come to that place where I can say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. I've got to come to that place in my heart. Lord, your way. No more me now, Lord. It's no more me, but it's you now. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm bought with a price. I've given my life up. I don't have the choice anymore to just go where I want to go. I don't have the liberty just to do what I want to do anymore. I don't have the liberty just to make my choices, what I want to choose and what I want to choose, not choose. If I want to go His way, then I must choose His way. If I want to live for Him, I must live His way. I must go His way. I don't have no choice in the matter. I've lost my liberty. I lost my freedom. I lost my freedom of choice there in as long as I want to serve Him. Help me keep this divided a little bit right here. I know we're still free to quit and go if we want to, but still, if we're going to follow the Lord, if we're going to follow Him, we've lost that. We have to leave that alone. Have to leave our life behind. And take the way of the Lord. Take the way of God. Oh, liberty. I'm glad we have a choice this morning. I'm glad the Lord didn't make me live for Him. Lord, don't make me serve Him. I'm not living for God. I'm not doing what I'm doing because I have to. I'm God not making me do anything. I'm living for God because I'm tired of sin. I was tired of the world. I was tired of the ways of the world. I was tired of serving the devil. I was tired of the things that had been keeping me in bondage and all those things. And I was willing when I come to the Lord, as you've heard me say so many times, Lord, have mercy on me. If there's anything you can do for me, have mercy on me, Lord. I'm tired of the old life. I'm tired of the old way. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of bondage. I'm tired of heartaches. I'm tired of all those things. Well, you might not have went as far as I did, but you're still going to have to get tired of the world before you ever be able to serve the Lord. You're going to have to get tired of sin before you ever be able to really get down to business with God. It's not easy to deny ourselves. But if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. It's an absolute necessity that you and I take. If we're going to go with God, we must be willing to deny ourselves. Brother Kimball says absolute necessity is that we live free from sin. Free from sin. Can't live in sin no more. No more sin now. And so that's the least absolute necessity, that we get victory over sin, that we be forgiven of our sin, and that we live a sinless and a holy life every day of our life. That's an absolute necessity. Don't have no choice in the matter. Can't say, well, I sin a little bit more or less every day, or all those kind of things. No, if I lost my freedom to sin when I taken the way of God. Don't have any choice in the matter anymore. Don't have any choice where I'm going to sin or whether I'm not going to sin. If I'm going to live for God, I must live free from sin. I must live a holy life. I must. I believe I had that mentioned here somewhere or another. We must live holy. Amen. Anything less than holiness will come short of the glory of God. We must be holy, holy in mind, holy in spirit, holy in our life, holy action, holy ways, holy life. That's an absolute requirement if we're going to live for God. Don't have any choice in the matter. If I'm going to look to face a holy God someday, I'm going to have to live a holy life. I'm going to have to live free from sin. I'm going to have to live free from the world. I'm going to have to live above these things if I hope to meet God in peace when I come down to the end. We don't have no choice in the matter this morning. We lost our liberty in a sin when we came and taken up our cross. We became a servant of Jesus Christ. We became a bond servant to Him. No more of my own. No more going where I see people today just going where they feel, well, I believe I'll go here. I believe I'll move there. I believe I'll do this. I believe I'll do that. We don't have that liberty this morning if we're serving the Lord. We're His servant. We're His disciple. We're His child. We're no more our own. We've been bought with a price. And He said, glorify God in our body and our spirit, which is God. No more you own this morning. You don't have any choice in this thing. It come right down to the line. Jesus brings it right down to the very line. I know there's some learning and there's some growing in the things of God. But when we come to the Lord, we're going to have to come and take up our cross and follow Him from that day on. And live holy and righteously and godly right here in this present world. Ain't no variation in that. God has said there's no shadow, what He's saying, no variableness with God. There's no shadow of turning. He don't have one day. He don't have one plan one day. He don't have a plan. I heard Brother Chandler say a long time ago, He don't have a standard for young people and a standard for old people. He don't have a standard for young people and a standard for old people. We all come to the same standard in the Word of God. Whether we're young, whether we're old, whether we're middle-aged, or who are we are, where we're from, where our background is, what way we have our past was, our future is, we don't have one standard for one people, another standard. We all have a standard, and it's one standard for all. It's holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. That's a standard for all people who serve God. Anything less than holiness will come short of what God requires you and I to be. Liberty. Don't have to serve God if you don't want to. You don't have to live a holy life if you don't want to. You don't have to deny yourself if you don't want to. You go ahead and live any way you want to. Do what you want to do. Go. He said, what about, say there in Ecclesiastes, about the young man, oh, rejoice in thy young, and just let thy heart cheer thee, and just do whatever you want to feel like doing. But remember this, old man, that one of these days, you'll have to give account for it. You'll have to give account for it. But God gives us the liberty and the freedom to do what we want to do. That prodigal son came along there one day and he said, Father, give me my goods. I'm tired of this thing around here. I'm tired of the rules of the house here. I don't like the way things is going here. Just give me my portion. I'm going on my own. The Lord just let him go. Father just let him go. He just gave it. If you want to go, He'll let you go. He'll let you go. He went, and then you insist on it. Old Balaam, he wanted to go somewhere, and God tried to help him and tried to block him off a couple of times. But finally he said, go ahead. Go ahead. If you insist on going, God will just let you go ahead. He'll just let you go ahead. And if you insist on not being willing to go all the way with God, you insist on having your own way about things, and we insist on building us up a little, standard for our own selves, and find us, as we've been talking lately, a little comfortable place somewhere or another, and just settle down there. Don't bother me. Don't interfere with me. I want to be left alone. I tell you, God will just let you have your little place. He'll just let you find a little place, and He'll just let you sit right down there. He may interrupt you. He will interrupt you. He'll deal with you about it, and that kind of thing. But if I insist on having my way, God will just let me have my way. And if I insist in taking the way I want to go, God will let me go. God will just let you go. He gives us that liberty. He gives us that freedom to do that.
But if I turn it right around, if I'm sincere and I'm determined and I mean business and serving God, then I'm just going to have to humble myself and take the way of the Lord. That's where I lose all this. See, you and I don't have no choice in this matter how we're going to serve God. We don't have no choice how we're going to live. We don't have no choice in what we're going to do. We don't have no choice in that after we take up our cross to follow Him. We become His servant. We become His child. We become His property. Are you getting anything out of it so far? I hope you can feel my burden this morning. I'm concerned. I see too many folks that have found a little place of ease and they're kind of settled down there. And God will let you do that. He'll come along, like I said, and try to root you out. He'll send His Word. He'll send His Spirit. He'll send His prophet. He'll send the truth your way somewhere or another. But if I insist, God will just let me do that. You know, I've seen people give up the Lord, go out, and God just let them go. And I've seen them go out and prosper in the things of the world. I've seen them get good jobs, and I've seen them getting lots of materially things. God, just because you don't do everything God said, do you? He don't just send a thunderbolt out of heaven and strike you dead or something like that. He just lets you go. He just lets you go. He just let that prodigal son, He just let him go. Let him go. Here's your portion of good. You've chosen to leave. Now you can go. But I'm glad he came to himself later on and came back. I'm glad for that. But my thought is that the Lord let him have his way. God will just let us have our way. If we just insist on having our way, God will just let us have our way. He'll just let us have our way. He'll just go right on. But then, like I said, and my main burden is this morning that when I get tired of my way and get tired of doing it the way I want to do it, then I come to the Lord and I come there and many times I've tried to work with people at an altar and I said, now the Lord had made a covenant. He made a covenant with us. And I said, it's all written down here. And I said, if you want to get saved, if you want to be a part of that, then it's like somebody has a company or something or another, and they have their rules laid down, and they have the way that they run the company and all. Well, I want to be a partner in this thing. I sign my name on the dotted line. When I come to the Lord, I sign my name, so to speak, on the dotted line. Lord, I know this the way your way's right. I know it's ever settled in heaven and earth, and Lord, I'm willing to sign my name to your plan and your agreement, what you have said. No more of my own, no more of myself, no more running. I can't come in and try to change things. I can't come in and try to change the rules. I can't come in and just live the way I want to live. But Lord, I agreed the day that I got saved, the day that I gave my heart to you, the day I decided to take your way, I signed an agreement with you. Lord, I'll do it your way. And if we hope to make heaven our home, we're going to have to continue in God's way. In God's way. In His truth and His life. Anything less than holiness won't make it through. Holiness unto the Lord. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. May God help us tonight. We had a Bible study at home the other night about God's cause. And God's cause is a holy cause. What Jesus come for was to bring holiness to the people. To bring a holy life to people. May the Lord help us this morning. Live free from sin. We must be holy if we're going to serve the Lord. The Bible said, I had a dream a while back. And I was dreaming and preaching. I do a lot of preaching and dreaming sometimes. But oh, the Lord spoke to me so clearly, and He said, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. That's what the scripture said, isn't it? You can't serve two masters. You and I this morning, no need for us to try to fool ourselves. You can't serve the devil and serve the Lord at the same time. Can't do it. Don't have no freedom in this. Don't have no liberty to do this. We either serve the one or we serve the other. Serve the other. Now I know this is plain, but I believe that's what the Lord wants it to be. It's plain. You cannot serve God and the devil. You can't serve two masters. Either, what you say, you cling to the one, despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which means riches. You can't serve riches. You can't serve riches. You can't mingle the world in with holiness. You can't mingle it in good. You can't get sweet water and bitter water out of the same fountain. It won't come out. See, you can't mingle this thing in. Anytime you and I try to mingle the world in with this thing, we're just fooling ourselves. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't serve God and serve man at the same time. You can't be a partaker of the Lord and a partaker of the devil at the same time. You can't do it. You can't do it. See, and that's why that we have to, we lose our choice in a sense. We lose our liberty when we take God's way. Can't serve the devil no more. Baptized a big old man down Holly Hill some years ago, weighed about 300 pounds, and he said, "I want you to put me all the way under." And I got wet all over trying to put him under, but he, I remember he raised up his hand and he said, "Goodbye, old world, I'm through." You know, that's what it really means, isn't it? When we come to the Lord, "Lord, I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of the way to live. I'm tired of being in bondage. I'm tired of the things the devil's been imposing upon me. And now, Lord, goodbye. Oh, world, I'm through. No more following the ways of the world. No more entangled with the affairs of this life. Ye be risen with Christ. Set your affections on things above. Not on things on this old earth." I see so many folks tied to the world. Just in bondage to the world. Talk about the time we're living in. All this old busy, busy, busy. We're all busy. I'm busy too, but I'm glad I'm busy for the Lord. All this is a trend. We talk about worldliness sometime or another. We talk about, and there's a lot of that around too. Oh, this old thing of just being entangled and tied up with the world and material things of life and all those things, that's a trend of the world too. It's a trend of the world. And if you and I are not careful, we'll be caught right up in the whole thing. And Bible tells you and I, "He that warreth entangleth not himself with the affairs of this life." Oh, I'd like to see more. My heart is craving to see more of the power of God working in my life. My desire to see a greater outpouring of God's Spirit in our midst. My desire to see more of the healing powers of God manifested. My desire to see is more rejoicing in the camp of the saints. My desire to see a greater outpouring of God's blessings unto us. Oh, Lord, help us this morning that we don't find a little place and settle down in that place somewhere or another and just be content, leave it just like it is. Lord, help us this morning. I said somewhere a while back, I'd just soon not be in a meeting. If the devil isn't opposing that thing, I ain't going to be much accomplished. Ain't going to be much accomplished. If the devil don't oppose it, if the devil don't come against it, you know there ain't going to be much going on. And so it is this morning. My heart's desire, and you bear with me and pray with me, this morning I desire to see a greater manifestation of the power of God. I desire to see a greater burden for the work of the Lord. I desire to see more self-sacrificing. I desire to see a greater reaching out for the things of God. I desire these things. Maybe you don't need them, but I feel that my very self. I want to see it, and I believe it's because that somewhere or another If we're not very careful, we might have drifted from the plan of God. We might have tried to mingle the world, mix it up in this thing somewhere or another. That'll pollute it, that'll dilute it thing, and it'll break down its power, and it'll take away its glory, it'll take away its rejoicing, it'll take away the power that God has for you and I this morning. You try to mingle the world in with it. You try to partake of this world. How did that scripture go about eating or something other at the table of the Lord or something like that? You can't eat at the table of the Lord and the table of the devil or something other. You can't do that this morning. Oh, may the Lord help us. The scripture tells us over here one place. It says, be ye unequally yoked together. 2 Corinthians 6 and about 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You got a separation. There's a separation takes place. When I take my stand with God, if I'm going to live for God and I'm going to serve God, I'm going to have to separate myself from the world, from the trends of the world, styles of the world, fads of the world, ways of the world. I got to separate myself from all that. Take the way of God. I ain't mad this morning. I just got a burden on my heart. May the Lord help us today that we don't try to mingle the word. I didn't have that thought on my mind at all, but I can see. I heard a prayer message right here in this pulpit many years ago that you take black paint and white paint and mix it up and you got gray paint. You got gray paint. You try to mix the world in with the things of God, it leaves a blurry thing. It leaves a blurry thing. Oh, what did it say something about an uncertain sound or something or other? If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who's going to prepare himself for the war? God don't give no uncertain sound. His word is clear. It's right to the point. I like how Jesus does things. He told that young ruler, if you want to be have eternal life, go sell all that you have. Sell all that you have. Take up your cross. Follow me. Give to the poor. Start giving some things away. I believe we ought to give some things away. Maybe some folks got a lot of things that ought to give it away. Maybe got too much on hand, taking too much time to take care of it. Be good, give it away. Give it away. Give it to the poor. Give it to somebody who really needs it. Most of us got a lot of things we don't need around at all. Just laying around, not using them at all. Lord help us this morning. If you want to be saved, he said, go sell all that you have. Give to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me. Jesus always deals like that. He always deals with that way. I noticed down through the scripture, when God dealt with his people, he dealt face to face with them. He come out and said, this is so. This is so. This is the way it is. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. Jesus always talks face to face. He don't beat around the bush. And you know something? You and I are going to have to be there that way too. We're going to have to deal with God face to face too. We're going to have to be. I had a message somewhere a while back on about being deceived. Being deceived. That's one thing I'm concerned about today. This has been one of my prayers for a long time. Lord, I don't want to be deceived. Can you be deceived, Brother Samuel? I sure can. The only way I can keep from being deceived is stay with the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. I believe the main thought was brought out was the only way I can keep from being deceived is being honest with myself. In a conflict in my head right now about some things that I want to be honest about. I don't want to believe something that ain't so. Amen. Well, it's been done that way all the time. It's been done that way for years. Well, I'll just go ahead and believe it too. When I'm really not convinced that that's right, that's how you get deceived. Believing things that's not right. Lord, help us this morning. We must be honest with God. We must deal with God face to face.
Lord, this is what I am. This is who I am, Lord. This is where I'm coming short. This is what I'm lacking. This is not working like it is. Bible said these things shall follow them that believe. Lord, you said in your word that you would bless me if I would do so and so. Well, I ain't being blessed. Lord, help me this morning. Help us to be honest with ourselves this morning. We must be honest with ourselves. We must be honest with God in all of our dealings with the Lord. That's the only safe way to be, is to be honest with the Lord. God deals up front with us, and we have to deal up front with the Lord. Lord, I need this. I know that I need this, Lord. God, help us this morning. If I want to serve the Lord, I must do it His way. Talking about my little dream a while back, the Lord said, you can't serve two masters. Can't serve the devil and the Lord. I mean, Lord at the same time. And then the Lord brought another scripture where it said there in Joshua, I believe, choose this day whom you're going to serve. You're going to have to make a choice. You and I are going to have to make a choice. Are we going with God or are we not going with God? Are we going to take God's way or are we going to take my way? Am I wanting to do it the way I want to do it, or do I want to do it the way God wants it done? You said, well, that's your believing there. Yeah, I have my thoughts and you have your thoughts. Well, there's a lot of people who have a lot of thoughts. But that don't change this one bit. Whatever I think, whatever I believe, whatever I testify to, it has to be supported by this. By this. If it isn't supported by this, it ain't worth a hill of beans. If I can't back up what I believe, and I can't back up what I am, and my life don't harmonize with what this says in here, then it ain't worth anything. No matter how I feel, no matter how good I feel, no matter how loud I testify, no matter how long I've been sitting in my congregation, no matter how long I've been testifying to me and say, if my life don't harmonize with this saith the Word of God, then I'm deceived or I'm fooled. The Lord help us this morning. I have this concern. This is a safe guide. Isn't that what the song says? Something about the Bible being a safe guide. A safe guide. This is the only guide. When you and I deviate from this, we're getting in trouble with the Lord. We're getting in trouble in our soul. When we let down the standards and whatever it might be on the Word of God, we're hurting our own self. We're fooling our own self. Because God's Word is absolute. And we have the freedom. God didn't make you serve Him. He don't make you take this away. He don't make you live for Him. He don't make you measure up to the truth. He don't make you take the Word of God. He don't make you deny yourself. But if you're going to serve Him, you have to do that. You have to do that. That's not too strong, is it? That isn't too strong. It's the truth. It's the truth. So there's no veritable with God. There's no shadow of turning with the Lord. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. I'm glad for that, aren't you, this morning? I'm glad that the Lord never changed. I'm glad that the standard of the Word of God is the same it's always been. I'm afraid of this modern time we're living in. I'm afraid of a life of ease. I'm afraid of a life of prosperity. I'm afraid of a life of that. I'm afraid of those things this morning. I see too many people that are losing their spirituality over these things. See too many people that once had a good testimony, once had a good fire testimony, once had a zeal for the Lord, once had a burden for God, once that was willing to deny themselves and make a sacrifice and go and do whatever God says, and now they've lost something another. Lord, help us this morning. Yes, we lose something another. And I know we don't like to hear about losing something another. But I have to preach what the Lord gives me. Will you bear with me? When I start divinating from the word of the Lord, then I lose something or another. When I start mingling with the world, and I start taking on the ways of the world, I start taking on trends of the world, religious thing trends. Lord, help us this morning. May God bless us this morning. You know, God, church is distinct. It's different from all others. Different from all others. Well, you know, this is good and this is that. Maybe this is all right and maybe that's good. These folks is good. These are good. I say there's good folks, a lot of people. Saved people scattered all over the world. I know that this morning. But I want to tell you, when you and I are not very careful, we can lose the vision of this thing. We can lose when we start trying to mingle other things in with it. Mixing every, God's church is a city set on a hill. And it cannot be hid. You can't bring it down into all this confusion. You can't bring it down all this division. You can't bring it down in all this worldliness. You can't bring it down in all that confusion. You can't bring it down in there. It won't fit in there at all. If I want to be a part of it, I got to go up to where it's at. I got to come up to where it is. God never lowers His standard for nobody or no place. And He's not going to lower it for me either. So if I make the choice, my liberty, I have freedom. Lord, give me freedom this morning that I can serve Him or I don't have to serve Him. But if I serve Him, I'm going to have to serve Him His way. That's what I'm going to have to serve Him His way. May the Lord help us this morning. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Never seen anybody yet that went against the Word of God that didn't get in trouble with the Lord. Never have seen. Never seen. I've seen young folks and older folks go out and get hooked up. Unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. I've seen them have to suffer. I know some are suffering right now. Suffering terrible right now. Because they got yoked up with an unbeliever. Taking out and got out and married somebody who wasn't saved. That'll always get you in trouble. It'll always bring heartache. Always. Anytime we divinate from God's word and God's plan and God's standard, we all suffer over the thing. You cannot disobey God's laws. You cannot go against God's word and prosper. Who has hardened his heart and prospered, the Bible says? Can't be it this morning. This is a life of self-denial. It's a life of suffering. Amen. It's a life of separation. Way back over there in Leviticus somewhere or another, talking about those people there, he had severed them from other people. Severed them from other people. I'm not talking about us isolating ourselves somewhere or another, getting in a little group and say we're all of it. That's not what I'm talking about. But everybody that named the name of the Lord, let him depart from iniquity. This is what the Lord meant. And any time that I take God's way, I'm going to have to, if I go against His way, for what fellowship is righteous with unrighteous? And what communion is light with darkness? See, this is a distinct, separate life from the world. From the past, from the old life, from the ways of the world, trends of the world. I heard Sister Abby preach a message a long time ago where Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Well, she went on and said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. She said, I was born again. She said, I'm not in the world anymore. I'm born from above. I wasn't born of a woman. May the Lord help us this morning. When the change takes place on the thing, may the Lord help us this morning. What concord is Christ belied? What partaker has he that believeth with an infidel? What association See what I'm trying to say this morning?
I don't seem like I'm getting it clear as I'd like to. But oh, when you try to mingle things of the world, things of the flesh, you try to mingle them in with holiness and purity and godliness and all the things that God stands for, it just creates a blurry situation. They're singing there something about leaving something for those behind us. Oh, may the Lord help us this morning. I know I'm getting up in that age where I'm not going to be here very long. I'd sure like to leave something long behind somewhere or another. But oh, this morning, you and I this morning, have a responsibility, and we have a need to leave a clear, definite, distinct. Oh, this is right along. Some burden the Lord has laid on my heart. Oh, it's in that dream I had. Brought another scripture to my mind where he said over there, all that's on the Lord's side. Come over here. Come over here. And the Lord said, I'm right here. I'm not over here. I'm right here. I believe it's time for that today. All that's on the Lord's side. Take a stand for God. Take a stand against the world. Take a stand against the pride of life. Take a stand against this old materialistic minded world that we're living in today. Have we heard last night this old money hungry time that we're living in today? We need to take a stand against that thing and begin to make some sacrifices. Oh, maybe begin to lay our lives on the line for God. Begin to do something for the Lord. I've said this a lot of times before. I remember when we moved to West Virginia, and a lot of people still, when they drive over there and drive up in those mountains there, up through them curvy roads, why, how in the world do you ever get over here? How come you ever moved over here? I remember when we moved there about 19 years ago, the next month I guess it'll be. Oh, I remember our children moved out to Oklahoma and we moved to West Virginia. Somebody said, well, why did you do that? Why the children went west and you went east? How come you done that? Well, I said, the Lord burdened us to move. I said, I thought you were supposed to do what the Lord said. I thought you were supposed to do what the Lord said. The Lord help us this morning. I hope the Lord will add something to this thought this morning. Oh, we're not our own anymore. Can't live in that place where we want to live anymore. Don't have no life of our own. Can you believe that this morning? Don't own anything. Don't own nothing. This is mine. This is mine. Don't you know this is why? The more people don't go this way. Somewhere or another. I have been in congregations and started out in new congregations and things time or two over the years. Oh, when it'd start out, there would be a good crowd. I remember when we first moved to Kentucky. Oh, there's a good crowd. 25, 30 people came out down there and wanted to take a stand for the truth. And all as the word kept going forth, and as the teaching kept going forth, they began to fall away. They began to drop out. Began to drop out. And finally, after a while, it came down to God had purged and cleansed the word. What did he say? We're cleansed by the word, washed by the word, and fall away. Left a nice little bunch of saints there. Some of them are still there. Thank the Lord for that. But this is where the problem comes along. A lot of people, I told a fellow down in North Carolina a few weeks ago, Brother Hart down there, I told him how many people I'd seen over the last 30 some years that had made a start for God. And they run into something or another and went back. I told him, and he came out of confusion, sectism. I said, I've seen a lot of people come out, and I'm not talking about hundreds of people, but some anyway, that came out of confusion, taking a stand with the people of God. Somewhere or another, they run into something or another and backed off, backed down. See, that's what happens. That's what happens when we start out for the Lord. When you come in, I've dealt with people with the altar sometimes who came to the altar with real conviction.
And then he'd run up against something another. And he wasn't willing to give that up. That's as far as we go. That's as far as we go. God don't change His word. He don't change His plan. He don't lower His standard for anything or anybody. If you want it, you can have it. If you have it. It's a perfect plan. It works. It gives you victory, gives you power, gives you grace, gives you joy, gives you contentment, gives you satisfaction, puts you among the greatest people on earth. It's a wonderful way. But we have to take God's way if we're going to do it. No liberty in this thing at all. Oh, may the Lord help us. I've seen too many people trying to live the way they want to live. Or they want to live. I'll go this far, but I won't go any further. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Didn't the Bible say something like that and talk about some people that wanted to seven women father and one man or something let us eat our own bread, wear our own apparel, but let us be called by thy name to take away my reproach. A lot of folks around like that today just want to go so far. But when it comes to laying old self, that's the root of the whole thing right there. I saw the death, the song said, I had to die. A death in which my soul did cry, but I must yield. It's heaven's will. Old self is the main enemy of righteousness. It's my greatest enemy, old self is. And that's where people back off right there. So God be with us this morning and help us out. Oh, it says here, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them and I'll be their God. And they shall be my people. What agreement have? A separate life. When we live for God, it's a separation from the things of this old world. Lord, help us this morning to be able to separate ourselves and be willing to take the way of the Lord in this thing. And God will bless us and God will honor that. But when we begin, like I said, to mingle things in with it, we begin to justify ourselves in certain things contrary to the Word of God, then we're going to lose. We don't have freedom to do that. I don't have no choice in this matter. That's what I'm trying to say this morning. I really don't have, if I'm really going to take God's way, I don't have the liberty to choose how I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't have the liberty to choose where I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. That's not too strong. That ain't too straight. I don't have the liberty to choose what I want to do for the Lord. That's up to God. All I am is an empty vessel. All God wants is a vessel this morning. All God wants is a saved and sanctified. What did he say something about over there? A vessel sanctified and meet for the Master's use. Prepared unto every good work. That's what God's calling for this morning. It is a sanctified vessel that he can use. And when we do that and we're willing to humble ourselves, then God will honor his word. God will honor. When you and I obey his word, the promises take effect. The promises take effect. Brother Leslie was talking last night about the things that prophecies that are fulfilled in our lives one way or another. God's promises. Two immutable things, he said. One of them was an oath that God swore, and the other was a promise that he made. Can't fail. Impossible for God's promises to fail. Impossible to break the oath that God swore when he could swear of no greater, that you and I, being delivered out of the hand of our enemy, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. That can't be broken. When you and I obey God's word, then we can claim the promises. Then we can claim the promises. But when we're not taking God's way, it's hard. It's hard to claim the promises of God. May God help us this morning. Remember our thought this morning that I have a choice. I have liberty to choose who I want to serve. I have liberty to live in sin. I have liberty to serve the devil if I want to. I have liberty to live any way I want to live in my own personal life. But if I want to live for the Lord, this is the thought, the message. If I want to live for the Lord, I've got to do it His way. I've got to do it His way. I have no choices in that at all. And you don't either, and nobody else does have that choice. So if you're here, we're here this morning, there's some things we cannot do. I'm concerned. One other burden I'd like to mention right here, and talked about that over at Myrtle, I think it was, and that's falling into a form. Bible said something about having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. This is a burden that I see. One place I was at one time, and it wasn't here, so I feel relieved of that. But, and there's a nice congregation there. And I thought, what? And as far as I knew, they're all saved. A lot of times the Lord gives me a message, kind of likes to deal with the unsaved or stir up folks to a little deeper walk with God or something. But I thought, what could I preach to that congregation? What could I preach to them? And you know, the Lord made me know this congregation is in danger. They're in danger. What kind of danger? They're in danger of falling into a form of worship. You and I are in danger this morning of falling into a form of worshiping the Lord, trying to worship the Lord. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. We must have the Spirit of God to have be in our worship service. Must have that. We must have God's approval. We must have God working in our midst. Or we're just going through a form. And there's a great danger that I see that. That's one of the other things that I see this morning. Of just falling into a form of worshiping the Lord. I don't say these things to condemn unless you need it. But to help us to be stirred in our soul. You know, you can just fall into a form. I don't know about you, but I don't try to put myself up here. But if I go very long without feeling the anointing of God or the Spirit of the Lord or the blessings of God, I get concerned about that. I get concerned about that. You know. Lord, that's why one reason I miss my wife so much along that line. She used to keep me kind of online some way. I'd asked her, how am I doing? How am I doing? Am I still preaching like I used to? Am I living like I used to? Well, she'd tell me if I wasn't. She'd straighten me out. But I'm trying to let the Lord take her place in that category. And he's been faithful to do it, But there's a great danger, I see something or another, of us falling into a form of serving the Lord. No real spiritual life. Amen. No real, I'm not talking about so much emotionalism, but a little, we are emotional people. It won't hurt to rejoice a little bit. We don't want the devil to take away our rejoicing. We don't want the devil to take away our outward manifestations of God's blessings to our soul. But you know, we all of us here, many of us here this morning have been around quite a while. Many was raised right in the truth. And if you and I are not very careful, we can go to church. We know how to sing. We know how to pray. I don't know how to preach. If the Lord don't help us, I don't know how to do that. But we can go through the form of it. Go through the form of it. And we can fall into that little, Michelle said, that little form. And then our religion becomes just a part of our life. Part of our life. And God, as we said, demands a full, complete separation and consecration to the things of God. Lord, bless us this morning. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest in this meeting. It's going to go on here for a while. Lord, help me, Lord. The Bible, what did it say there somewhere or another about be doers of the word, hearers, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. We must be honest about this saying this morning. I don't want to testify higher than I'm living. And I don't want to claim to be something I'm not. That's a deception. That can be very deceiving. And we can deceive ourselves to thinking that we're all right. God help us this morning. We have a freedom. We have liberty. We don't have, as we've said before, don't have to serve the Lord. But if we do, we're going to have to do it His way. We're going to have to do it His way. We lose that liberty after that. No more choices. We choose the way of God. And we can choose to, we don't have to choose to accept it. We have the liberty to turn it down. We have the liberty to refuse it. But if we want God's approval and we want God's blessings, we must do it like God said, do it in the word of the Lord. You believe that? God help us this morning to do it God's way. I thank the Lord for the liberty the Lord gives us to make our choices. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm glad I'm not living under the old law. Thou shalt. But I'm glad that God gives us liberty to make the choices what we want to do. But Joshua said one place, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. So let's all make that choice this morning. Chose the way of the Lord. Can't do it. Can't mix it up. That goes all the way back down through the Bible. It's forbidden there, I forget what it was, to wear a certain kind of material together, you know. All the time. Wasn't supposed to plow an ox and a mule together or something like that. Huh? Couldn't mix things up like that. It's always been like that day. And you and I can't mix up the things of God and mingle the things of this old world. It is a complete life of separation, a complete life of dedication. It's a complete life of self-denial, of self-denial. If we want God's blessing, and like I said a moment ago, just as soon, I've seen God's word many times put on trial, so to speak, and when we obey it, it always works. It always works. And if we see something lacking, my advice would be to look right into the Word and see what's lacking there somewhere. If the blessings are not coming, if the rejoicing is not there, if the glory is not there, if the power is not there, if God's presence is not there, then I need to begin to search out and see what's the matter. Because just as soon, remember one time years ago, praying for somebody that was real bad, a child was real bad, sick, looked like he had something that could die. And the Bible said, if you'll ask anything in my name, I'll do it for you. Put it to the test, and God healed it, made it well. The Lord bless you this morning. I hope I haven't confused the thought this morning, but I want to emphasize it again. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve the devil and serve the Lord at the same time. You just can't do it. That's what we first moved to West Virginia. That was one of the main scriptures we learned dealing with new people who wasn't have any knowledge of the truth, that was one of the main thoughts that we used down through the years. You can't serve the Lord and serve the world. You can't be mingled up with this and serve God. You can't do that. You're going to have to make a cut from it. You pray for me that the Lord will bless these thoughts.